Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Three after the hour. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mary Cantando is our guest, our good friend, longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust, author of The Woman's Advantage, also Leading with Care, and so many other things. Find her at womansadvantage.com. Is that right, Mary?
That's right.
Womansadvantage.com. And so many important, so much important content that she's got there, folks. You'll thank me later for telling you about Mary. Okay, Mary, you just got back from Africa and the Middle East. Do you recommend that trip, the African trip?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I wish I had done it a few times, particularly when I was younger. Yeah, it was terrific. It was terrific. At one point, we stayed at this place called Gibbs Family Farm, and it's a huge farm where they grow all their own food, coffee, everything, and their own, you know, chickens and the whole
right.
nine yards. And I really got a sense of how they treated their employees like family. And then the trickle down effect of that was then the employees treated the guests like family as
wow.
well. So you really did feel like you were kind of staying in a home. It was a relatively large place. I mean, they probably had 150.
So treating employees like humans and with respect. Who? What a novel idea, right?
Yeah, it was great. You know, they told us we were talking with the guy who runs the place, and he told us that they have waiting lists of people who want to bring their family members on to work there. So that,
wow.
basically when people start working there, they never leave.
That's the kind of thing that businesses in America could do. If they create a culture where people are engaged, where they're happy, where they feel like they're fulfilled, they're respected, they're appreciated. There are companies out there, you know them, Mary, I know them. They never have to search for a replacement employee. All they have to do is vet the ones that are trying to get in the door.
And when you think about what it costs to replace an employee, not just in dollars, but in your energy and stress and all that, for a business owner to replace an employee, it just makes so much more sense to take care of the good ones that you have, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question about it. I mean, what does it cost when you lose a key employee? I mean, how many times do people lose key employees, Mary, and look back and say, well, if I just been a little more attentive, maybe if I just, you know, where did I go wrong? Did I say something? And as you know, Mary, I've seen, and I'm sure you have too, for decades, I've seen the exit interview surveys, and money, compensation is never higher than fourth or fifth in terms of why people leave. And the number one reason is always my boss didn't appreciate me.
Exactly. You know, when I was running a technology business, Jim, I used to sit down. I used to add it onto my calendar for the first day of every month. I sat down at my desk. I closed the door and I said, which are the 3 to 5 employees I can least afford to lose right now?
Right.
Like, which ones, if they walked in and handed me a letter of resignation,
right.
I would absolutely freak out. Who are those 3 to 5? And then I made an item on my calendar for that month to do something specific for or with that person specifically
right.
for during that month.
Very
so
smart.
I did that every month for years. I went a period of 4 years where I didn't have to replace a single employee.
Wow, what a great strategy. Which is all part of management by walking around, isn't it?
Right.
I mean,
the other thing is people spend so much time on their lousy employees, you know? Let me mentor him.
The complainers.
Let me take care of him.
Yeah.
Let me get him up to speed rather than focusing on the really good ones.
And you probably don't realize that you think you're trying to redeem a troubled child. You don't realize that the people who are pulling the other weight are saying, what about me?
Exactly. And when you do cut off a really bad performer, other people will come into your office and say, oh, thank God you got rid of him. Oh,
right.
I wanted to tell you about this incident. You know, they go on and on. So, yeah, just take care of the good people.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And this is a good lesson for everybody. Now, you guys moved on to some other places too, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to Qatar. We went to Doha and Qatar,
right.
Which we figured, you know, when are you going to get to go to the Middle East?
If you don't know where Qatar is, folks,
is a 13-hour flight from JFK over to Doha. That's a long trip, and then 6 hours more to get to Kilimanjaro, where we started our safari. So, you know, if you're going to fly that far,
right.
you really need to see some stuff while
so
you're
Qatar
there.
So Qatar is in the Arabian Gulf, folks. It's a little peninsula off of Saudi Arabia, south of Bahrain in the Arabian Gulf. Go ahead.
Yeah, really, it's a magnificent city. Oh, my God. It really shows you what you can do with a blank checkbook.
Right.
As they've been mm-hmm. building that city for about the last 10 years. Everything is new, spectacular, high-rise, incredible architecture. Just fascinating, fascinating. But we...
Quickly, what was your experience there?
We stayed at the Four Seasons, and of course you're expecting the Four Seasons to be nice, right? But
right.
We stayed at the Four Seasons. We got in, it was like after midnight. It was like maybe 2 a.m.
Right.
When we got to the hotel. And they, of course, met us at the gate when we came in, brought us in a car, personally escorted us all the way up to our rooms. And we had our 7-year-old grandson with us when we got there.
They took care of you, right?
What's that?
Quickly, they took care of you?
Yes, definitely. But they had, for our little 7-year-old grandson, they had something with his name on it, a little snack there for
him. Wow. Pretty cool. Hey, Mary, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Womensadvantage.com, that's Mary's website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.